This next song was a career song for this lady on MCA Records, and Walter Haynes, the great steel player who used to play with Jimmy Dickens before Buddy Emmons came to Nashville, produced this record for Decca, or MCA Records, rather. And if you listen to the Opry every Saturday night, you hear her singing, and you hear Tommy White playing great steel behind it. I mean, great. And before we play it, let me mention to you, a lot of you people know this, but Tommy's here now. He's missing the Opry this weekend to come play this thing tomorrow, but I couldn't get him to come up tonight. He's working the room. He said, we got this video we did, you know, a few months ago, and a lot of you people have it, but some of you may not even know about it, but we do have a really good video. It's called An Evening of E9th, and Tommy and my wife, Dot, and his wife, Teresa, they're over there, and Tommy's going to be pretty upset if y'all don't buy one, so. He may not play tomorrow if you don't. No, it's going to be a great treat tomorrow. I hope you'll be here and hear some of this stuff, man. He's my fave. He's all right. Anyhow, here's the Jeannie Pruitt number one record for 1973, Satin Sheets. Thanks a lot. Uh-oh, the lights
came. That really sounds good. Lord, that sounds great. You know, a guy came up to me a while ago. He said he was at a show, and a guy, you know, played one of your instrumentals. And he says, boy, that guy's great. Man, he sounds just like Lloyd Green. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing Lloyd Green.
Well, I might tell you, most of these songs, the last two or three, Easy Lovin' was the two guitars before this. I only had four show buds my entire career. The Satin Sheets was recorded with this guitar, of course. And these last two, or the last one, are with this guitar also.